Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Carla McFarland. She's a dietitian at Pella Regional Health Center, and she's going to be telling us about some health concerns brought up through diabetes for Diabetes Month.
So first off, tell me what the two types of diabetes are.
Well, first of all, there's type 1 diabetes, and that's the one that most people in the past have referred to as juvenile diabetes. It really can occur at any age, but it's more common in children and adolescents.
And then the other type, type 2?
The type 2 diabetes is, we associate more with adult onset, although we're actually starting to see it in much younger people in their 20s and even some people as teenagers. But that type of diabetes is really a lot more maybe related to our lifestyle and things that we maybe have some control of.
So what are those things that relate to lifestyle and that people could control?
Well, the first thing about type 2 diabetes is that about 80 to 85% of the people with type 2 diabetes are also overweight. So right there is kind of a tip-off into what we maybe can work on. And that refers to just some good basic eating habits, maybe choosing to eat foods a little differently, trying to, again, get maybe more vegetables and things into the diet, and also trying to move more. And in a society where, you know, everything is pretty automated and a lot of drive-thrus and all those things, we really aren't moving as much as we need to these days.
So when is there a cutoff point where people can change their habits, even if they may be close to becoming diabetic? Is there a time when they can change their habits and prevent that?
Oh, there's always opportunity for improvement. And I think sometimes people look at maybe taking on too much, and really it's just starting with where you're at today. Maybe it's, you know, if you drink a lot of soda, it's looking for ways to replace that with something that doesn't have a lot of calories and sugar. So that might be just one basic thing that they could work on. If there's someone who has a sedentary job or enjoys watching hours of TV in a day, maybe getting up and down during the commercial breaks or walking when they have a break at work. All of those things work in small ways to help improve how our body works and to help prevent or improve diabetes if they already have it.
Now, before we started the interview here, we talked a little bit about the projected number of people with diabetes in the future, and we also talked about the people who are right on the cusp of having diabetes. It wouldn't be diagnosed as diabetes yet, but they're close.
That's right, and actually that's one of our big concerns. That population is called people with pre-diabetes, and right now it's believed to be about 79 million people that fall into that group. That's a huge number, and what pre-diabetes means is that a person's blood sugars are not yet high enough to be diagnosed with diabetes, but they're higher than normal. So I'd like people to really think about that as if you think of a stoplight, it's kind of that yellow caution light flashing in front of you. If we don't change something about our lifestyle, diabetes is likely to occur generally within about 5 to 7 years.
So after someone does have diabetes, the sugar levels get high enough for that. What kind of things do you do to help with their diet to work with it once it's already there?
Okay, well, you know, first of all, just really making sure they stay in contact with their provider is really a good thing to do. For some people, of course, you know, medicines come into play, so managing that medically is a good thing. But we all always want to look at our behaviors because those are things we have control of. So figuring out how to move a little bit more again in our day is an important thing. Learning how to just come back to basic eating where we're including, again, a lot more maybe fruits and vegetables, whole grains in our diet, and bringing the portions down a little bit are just all good basic principles that are important for people with diabetes.
So those are important even after you actually have diabetes. It's not too late to start changing your lifestyle still.
Oh, it's never too late. And for many people, that may mean that they need less medication to manage their diabetes. And I know many people are very concerned about the cost of medicine. And so sometimes just by, you know, still paying attention to those lifestyle things, we can do a lot to save those extra expenses.
Well, if people are looking for more information about ways they can improve their eating habits or about their potentially being pre-diabetic or diabetic, where can they call?
Well, we'd love to have a conversation with them about that. They can call Diabetes Education here at Pella Regional Health Center, and that phone number is 641-621-2342. And we do hold classes for pre-diabetes. We have those here in Pella and also in Knoxville and soon in Ottumwa as well. So we're trying to get the message out to people. They don't have to have a referral for that. So if they're interested and they believe they, you know, fall into that group or have family members and want to do some prevention, we would welcome them to come and join us for that. And they can call us for more information.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Carla McFarland, a dietitian at Pella Regional Health Center, about Diabetes Month. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.